Wrestle Club Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, between, welcome to a brand new episode in a brand new year of the Wrestle Club UK podcast. We are back, baby, and we're very excited because obviously it's the beginning of the road to WrestleMania. I, as always, am Sakisa, joined by the fluffy boys, Danny and Scott.
That's me, baby. I'm Danny and Scott.
I'm Mr. Scott here. Hi.
Danny Scott and Ibs. And also the
you
main
only get
event.
One name. Yeah, just Ibs.
And also the main event, Mark Cram.
And I'm Mark and Cram. Here I am, baby.
That's what you say to people anyway. Just Mark Cram.
Mark Cram. But Mark you, but you Cram. Already knew that.
Mark and the Cram.
Mark and the Cram.
Okay, it's obviously the start of the road to WrestleMania. Our favorite event of the year is happening in Saudi Arabia, which means we get to watch it at a reasonable time.
Not me, because I'm going to be working.
Same.
I'm watching it at 1 a.m. as God intended.
Yeah, yeah. I watched the Rumble when the Rumble was supposed to be on.
I will be watching it on the train and in between gigs.
Nice. On stage, do you mind just telling me who gets eliminated?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I was like, just 9 o'clock. That'll be perfect, man. You know what I mean?
I was invited to a friend's house for a party for it as well. And I just felt I was really wanting to go, but now I have to work because I have to make money to live. Oh. Boring.
How are we feeling about the lead up into Royal Rumble?
I think it's one of the more unpredictable ones. Mm. If we're talking about the men's rumble, because I think the women's rumble is a lock, but the men's rumble is pretty unpredictable.
Yeah, I mean, we got obviously the build up. Obviously, had the AJ Styles stuff.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
But I mean, it's in general the build up every week. I think Raw's been smashing it. SmackDown have found a little bit lackluster in moments. Kit Wilson is obviously holding
if
the brand.
Kit Wilson doesn't win the Royal Rumble.
I'm kicking off.
If neither Kit Wilson nor Chelsea Green win a Royal Rumble.
They hold a butt. No.
If they both win, then that's wrestling complete for me. We're done.
Yeah, I want a final two of Dominic Mysterio and Kit Wilson. Otherwise, I'm turning it off.
We all just went,
what a great final two.
How are you feeling, Ibs?
I just feel like it's been I'm enjoying CM Punk's title defences.
Are you?
Yeah, I am actually. Yeah. I feel like he has deserved. I feel like now he's finally got the belt in a place where I feel like he deserves to have the belt, which is.
Does no one else think that his matches are a bit samey?
No, I think his matches are great. I enjoyed the Balor match. I enjoyed the Styles match.
He's a new Super Cena, but actually he's doing it with like way more like moves and. Mm. Different like stories to the Arsenal, but like we're cool with it.
He's also limiting his offense a bit. Like when he was in AEW, I think he was trying to do too many like flippy things and stuff to keep up with the young people. But now I think he's realised, I can just tell stories and I'm just going to do that.
Yeah, like CM Punk's GTS to AJ Styles outside.
Yeah.
But again, that's obviously mainly AJ selling it perfectly. But yeah, I enjoyed that match. I think it's been alright.
I've kind of like got myself out of the thing of trying to like look at the dirt sheets because apparently they have like the actual list of the 30.
Yeah, I've not seen any of this.
Yeah, I didn't want
to. There was a spoiler today. Is
Gangrel in?
Well, finally, let's talk about the lineup for the Royal Rumble. There's obviously two matches been announced, which is the Undisputed WWE Championship with Drew McIntyre and Sami Zayn.
Go on, Sam.
I'm so torn.
Right, because obviously, the thing is, Drew's just got the belt. Yay. Yes. Finally. Yay.
The boy, can we really briefly just mention how lovely it was seeing him come into Scotland? Glasgow, the title. I feel so good for him.
Brilliant. Yeah. Don't you just want him to hug you, though? He looks like he'd be so... Yeah, he'd just hold you so tightly.
Yes.
You would.
Yeah, he would.
Claymore me into bed, baby. Yeah.
A little bit of Iron Drew.
Just put on the side on the bedside table, please. Just every day. But yeah, he's obviously just got the championship. And he's been put into this match in Saudi Arabia against Sami Zayn. There are some rumours about the belt being dropped to Sami.
Well, Sami is going to be over like fuck. They love him there. So I think they are. I think they've put the belt on Drew just to put the belt on Sammy.
Listen,
this is how I feel about Sammy. Sammy reminds me of a football club I know, where you constantly believe they're going to do it. And then
football
they
club
find
United.
A way to fuck it up in it,
Can you name the football club?
And it comes to the point where you don't believe it's just going to happen because you've been traumatised to see how many times they fucked up.
I disagree. It's not like that because with the football club you're talking about, I don't know why you'd believe in the first place.
Hey, don't even say the exact same thing. No, I was gonna, no, my question would be, when did you believe anything
time,
was going to happen?
Once or twice, you see us win an intercontinental title, first time in donkeys, and we're like, yeah, we can win titles. But then we go back to not winning titles.
Okay, yeah. The thing
Sami Zayn.
Yeah, because the thing is, obviously, last year he hyped himself up to have the fact that he was going to have a world championship.
Yeah,
and he didn't.
And he didn't.
Yeah.
He went into intercontinental territory.
US championship territory.
And now, again, the repeat of this year, and he's acknowledged it himself that he, it seems like deja vu, but now we're going into Riyadh, and I'm kind of like, are we going to drop it so soon?
Well, I think, you know, we've said it before in the pod, isn't it, about like how, why don't WWE just drop world titles flippantly
like they used to in the
90s. So I wouldn't be angry against it, but I think the only reason they would do that is so they could set up a potential like a Cody Hill versus Sammy down like Elimination Chamber or something.
Cody Hill.
No, but Elimination Chamber, do you know what I mean? Like, that's the only way I can see it.
I think Sammy wins the belt, and I think it's... he won't win the Rumble, but I think it's going to be Roman Sammy at Mania now.
But
it makes sense in the story. Like, Roman, like Sammy's on the champion, Roman comes out going,
Sammy, you
says something like, I'm proud of you, but...
You've had your moment. No, I'm in now. Daddy's home.
I can't see it happening. I can potentially see Sammy winning just for the hype of the Saudi...
It feels too perfect, doesn't it? Really?
It feels perfect.
Especially because we've had two world title defenses in, like, with Finn Balor versus Punk. It was like they didn't get that.
Okay, go.
Can I throw something out there, wildcard wise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kit Wilson. Please.
Stop being toxic.
Yeah.
I've been the opposite.
Has he spoken to Red Richardson? I thought about potentially Drew. Winning by disqualification.
I don't like it.
I'm gonna have like a wet fart.
And then,
I don't like it.
And then going into Elimination Chamber, Sammy will have to. Do you remember how like Kofi Kingston had that build up?
The really
But I think I don't think that's gonna be there for Sammy this year because there's like there's not a figurehead champion for him to go after. Like with Daniel Bryan, it made sense because Daniel Bryan was an annoying prick and he was ducking Kofi Kingston. With Drew, it's just like, yeah, he's just champ. Most people kind of like him.
Mm. Yeah,
I think it's the only crowd as well where Drew can drop the belt where they're not going to boo Drew losing.
Yeah.
Because they're going to cheer Sam.
And you could have the Scottish psychopath Warpath after that going into the chamber as well. You know what I mean? Like you could have Drew coming to chamber fuming, claiming people through the cells.
Just because he's
still lose. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't have to then win, but just have that angry.
This is somehow CM Punk's fault.
So are you saying?
Oh, are we predictioning now?
Yeah, we're predicting.
I don't want to. It's so hard because it is in Saudi.
Mm.
And we had the big, because Zayn had his big moment against Gunther. I'm gonna go Sammy. But I'm not happy about saying it.
I am also gonna go with Sammy. It's like he does get the perfect moments. He does get big moments in WWE, like his Montreal thing a few years ago, and also the other week at a Saturday Night Main Event. I'm going Sammy.
I mean, I'm going Sammy just because he has to win a world title.
Yeah, surely.
He's too good a wrestler to have not been a world champion.
It was his promo when it was really sad. Yeah. He's like, my kids went, Bob, you never won that. He's like, I was like, oh, brother.
We look at some of the people they've put that fucking belt on who are a quarter as over as Sammy Zayn's been. Mm. So I think it's the perfect opportunity to do it. I don't think Drew... I can't see Drew McIntyre main eventing a WrestleMania match.
I'm going Drew.
So I'm going...
One for Drew. I really hope it's a bloody brawl when he destroys Sammy. A little bit.
Just squashes him in 10 seconds. Claymore. Yeah. Bang.
Done. You, Saudi.
Because if Sammy does lose, does it mean he's just completely out the picture for WrestleMania?
He'll have a match.
Like I said, he'll be fuming. You'll see people out back. Like he's Claymore and... Yeah. Adam Pearce.
We see a heel turn.
You want to hear my completely wild conspiracy theory one that I think would. This is what I would love to happen in an ideal world. Sammy wins.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Owens is a surprise 30th entrant in the Royal Rumble.
No, I want that. I want that so bad.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Because everyone thinks he's Chris Jericho. He comes out.
We're getting
on. No, but I'm just saying, imagine if Owens comes out.
Even do a countdown.
Yeah. Oh, and it's him in the jacket again. Oh. No, I'm so in this.
Want that.
Sorry.
We're going to get into the Rumble.
That's okay, but I'm...
I mean, this is something that's not going to happen anyway. But how fun would it be if it did?
You wank off to that. Okay,
I fucking will.
I've got a semi.
The other match we do have is AJ Styles versus Gunther, with AJ Styles' career on the line.
Like this.
And why are we doing this so soon? Obviously, the thing is that how AJ Styles' contract is about to expire in February. The thought of it is that if he does lose, he's basically retiring from WWE, but he will turn up at TNA career in TNA.
I think he's going to be in TNA. You're going to see him back in New Japan. He's going to do like the greatest hits this year.
Well, he's filed his trademark, hasn't he, for Phenomenal One?
Yeah, he's filed.
So I don't think they're going to fight him on it, because he's only going to use it for the rest of the year. So.
Exactly.
I don't want this to be the way he goes out, but there's a nice book ending of it's exactly 10 years from Royal Rumble to Royal Rumble for his WWE run.
It makes sense.
It feeds into Gunther's gimmick, which is just I'm retiring people. So I assume Jericho's getting that done at some point as well if he comes back. So I think it'll be a great match. By the way, I think
AJ's going to work it.
Oh, AJ Styles, if it's his last WWE match, is going to fucking give every. He might even try a spiral tap. He says he can't do it anymore, but we'll fucking see.
Stop it.
I bet you we fucking can as well.
I wonder how many flips he's going to do after getting chopped. It's going to be great.
He's going to get his chest caved in by
Gunther, man. Kofi Kingston's chest.
Oh, Jesus.
Looking forward to it as a match. For me, like stylistically, it's kind of a dream match. I think they are going to be so good bouncing off of each other. I think it's going to be great. I think I hope he smiles and taps out.
No.
I just think it's a
just does that in the camera.
Yeah. I think it's if it is his last match, which I hope it's not in WWE, it's a shame it's not for a title, and it's a shame it's not going to close the show. Because
Rumble has to close.
Yeah, Rumble has to close. And I feel like in the momentum of what we're talking about, AJ Styles being a phenomenal one, he should really just close out that way. And it's just a shame that it's not going to be that if it's his last match.
But I would say, because it's only a four-match show, he's going to get a decent amount of time. They're going to give him like 20 minutes easy.
Yeah, but if he loses, that momentum is going to lose into... I'm assuming it's going to be just before the Rumble.
Yeah, and then you bring Kit Wilson out of one and everyone's
fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
I see him in Japan. I see him in TNA closing his retirement there.
He's going to win all the belts in TNA.
Yeah, but I can't believe that this would be his last match.
Well, didn't Shinsuke accidentally put something on his Instagram story as well, saying that when he spoke to AJ, he said, I've already decided Royal Rumble is my end. And then Shinsuke had to delete it.
Well, even Punk in the unaired thing after the show, he was basically saying, if this is your last match on Raw.
Yeah, thanks.
Because also, I feel like this is a reason why they did the Shinsuke match at Saturday Night Main Event.
Oh, that was a banger.
Yeah. It was so good.
Shinsuke can still turn it on when he wants to.
Yeah. you can make an effort. Oh. Okay.
I like this guy.
So what are we saying? Danny?
I'll go Gunther.
You are not happy about your predictions today, are you?
No, because it'll be a banger, but it's a shot. I wanted to see AJ win one more world title.
Yeah.
You know,
we all did.
Yeah,
he will. TNA world title.
But again, the TNA, but it'd be really nice to see him go to TNA and win that. Yeah. So I'll say Gunther.
AJ, sod it.
Yeah.
Nah, AJ.
I'm glad you said that. I'm going to go Gunther, but I'm glad you're getting some AJ representation.
Yeah. I was going to go AJ.
I hope it's AJ.
Sod it.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong on both of my accounts.
I feel like they're going to do... hopefully, what I envision is that they're going to do what happened before when he did win the match. Mm-hmm. Remember how he won the match, but then... Gunther...
But Gunther knew he wouldn't be seen. It was a ploy.
Yeah.
He wasn't really tapping out.
They're going to redo that situation, be like, no, I saw this, I see the replay, you have to redo the match, and then AJ wins.
So we actually feel like we've
lost him, but then we haven't.
Triple H will come out and get his pop going, no, it's not going down like this. Yeah. I'm the game. Give me screen time for no reason.
Buy my version of WWE 2K.
three different versions featuring him on all three covers.
He's on a wall. Have you seen they edited his chest as well? See the original photo, he looks a bit dodgy. Then they've edited so his chest looks really pumping.
I'm really looking forward to how they edit around Vince McMahon and the Attitude Era as well. Oh no, it's Mr. McBoss. Who is he?
It's like a creator superstar coming.
Oh no, not the evil Mr. McBoss is coming down.
Right, let's go into our Rumble matches, which is what we're all excited for. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the women's one, which I think is going to open again this year, the show.
I think it will, because I think there's a lot more intrigue around the men's.
I think the women's is going to open. Let's start with some surprises. Obviously, the Rumble, what we love about the Rumble is surprise entry. Obviously, we all know, because it's in Saudi Arabia, they're all going to be covered up. But I'm going to throw out one surprise, potentially. Mm-hmm. Paige.
I was going to say the same one.
She's posted pictures of her doing ring work this week.
Saying I'm starting to fill up my old self. I saw that today. Mm.
She's doing some training. We've seen the videos.
She's also in Saudi Arabia. I'd like to see it, and I hope it happens.
I really do hope.
But little Paige and AJ face off.
Do you think
AJ's in the Rumble?
Yeah, I think AJ's in the Rumble.
Yeah, I think AJ will come
up. I think she takes up Becky.
I reckon it's just AJ countdown, Paige comes out. But
I think we're going to see Natty for the first time in a proper Natty outfit. And she's going to smash up Maxine Dupree.
I hope she gets like a top four thing. Because I think if we're going to push Natty, she's got the chops, she's got the energy. She deserves like another run, I think.
So it might be her last run.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If we're going to do this, let's like do it. Like, I'm not saying she should win the Rumble, but I think top four, smashing people, becoming the Iron Woman in it.
Sounds like you're saying she should win the Rumble, to be honest, mate.
Chelsea
Green.
Nah. Like,
I was all in until I saw her at Stamford Bridge. And I was like, nah, I want you to never prosper in life.
Oh, I just love her so much. No matter what happens in the Rumble, whatever Chelsea does will be the highlight of the match. She'll do something. Jordan but Grace is probably in there throwing some people around.
I feel like she's going to be
Iron Woman.
I think she's going to be the Iron Woman.
Do you think she's going to be Roxanne, though? Because I don't want Roxanne to lose her thing for a while, because that's the only thing she's really got at the moment. I feel like she's great. Roxanne Perez.
I don't think she's going to be out of time.
I don't think
she's going to be out of time, but I think she's going to be the longest
one. She'll be like entry one or two.
She's even going to be the longest really one.
She'll eliminate the most. She'll be like Kane. She'll
either be the longest one or eliminate the most people.
She's going to eliminate Nia Jax. That'd be good.
Like picking her up, Cesaro.
Maybe she does it to her and Lash Legend, a double
layer. I think Lash Legend's going to eliminate Nia Jax. That's my other prediction. I reckon they're going to break up, because I think Lash Legend, like, you can turn her face and just, you know. Yeah.
But I think it's probably too early for her to turn face.
Are you ready for? I'm kind of enjoying the dynamic between them two.
I am as well.
But it's
good. I think Lash could get over as a face, and I think they'll do that.
Why do you feel that way?
She's quite tall. People love a tall person, innit?
She's quite tall.
Not even she's well tall. She's quite tall.
Pretty fucking tall, mate.
She is, you know.
She can work in heels as well.
Yeah.
Obviously.
She'd be even taller.
Yeah, because obviously we've had some NXT call-ups recently, and obviously I feel like there's going to be some NXT people and maybe potentially TNA people in the Rumble. So I feel Sol will be in it.
So, I reckon she'll have a good show, and she'll do some sort of mad spot where she keeps herself in the Rumble by Kofi Kingstoning around the area.
Stephanie McMahon.
She's in the Hall of Fame this year, so maybe this is the sign Steph finally wins the Royal Rumble.
Are we getting any legends?
Is she like the main person, the headliner for the Hall of Fame?
I don't think she will.
They normally don't announce until after
Rumble.
Rumble.
Getting the big boy in, whoever that's going to be.
Yeah, any.
Have they got Big Dave? Big Dave's still not gone in? Batista's still not gone in?
No.
So if he's available, I think basically it's the year he's available, he's headlining that class.
More or less. Trish Stratus, Tori Wilson.
Some old school people.
Anyone?
Michelle McCool.
Michelle McCool.
But I feel like we're going to have two major returns.
Where are we getting?
Tiffany Stratton.
Tiffy time.
Okay.
Bianca.
Bianca's my pick to win the whole damn thing.
Really? Yeah. Is she your pick?
Yeah, do you not think? They're going Bianca, Jade at Great Mania, no?
I'm going Liv Morgan.
Yeah, I can see that.
I reckon that's just when they break up in the Rumble. I reckon it's going to be Liv and Roxanne or something will happen between
them. Yeah, that's what I think.
And then Raquel will have to choose between the two.
Nah. I think Liv is going to win. And obviously Raquel's going after Stephanie. I feel that that's going to be tension between them two after what happened with Roxanne.
Is she in the Rumble, Raquel?
I mean, she's...
I think all three of them will be in the Rumble.
Yeah, because for me...
I know she's against Stephanie on Monday.
Because for me, I want Raquel to win it. I don't think it's possible, but I think Raquel's... I think the momentum that she's got is pretty good. I think she's improved so much as a wrestler.
I think it's not.
Yeah, but she ain't gonna win if she's fighting them.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's annoying. But I just want to just say in it, like,
yeah. But if Liv's got the option to fight two, then Raquel beats her, and then you've got that whole. Well, you're not gonna choose me, are you? You're gonna choose the other one. And it's that little classic.
But all Raquel could beat Stephanie and try to do double belts thing.
What? But you want Raquel to win the Rumble, then beat Stephanie, and then go for the other.
Listen, I've changed how I feel about Raquel. I think she's like, she's got the energy. She walks in. Like,
you think she's fit?
No, she is fit, but it's not that. Like, she's improved as a wrestler.
She got back.
Yeah, she got back.
She's quite tall.
She is a big back. She is a big back.
She's quite tall.
She is a big back.
Not even she's got a big back.
She is a big back. But I think she's improved. I think she's been the most improved wrestler.
No, she has been really good.
Yeah, I like this year. And I think, yeah, big sexy.
I would agree.
And like, if we're giving it, if we're like, what the Rumble's meant to be, like someone that we're meant to like be like, yeah, you're meant to be like a main event, or you're meant to be taken seriously now.
What legends do you think we're getting? We're getting a Molly Holly.
We were talking about Michelle McCool, Trish.
All the ones in the performance center. What are you doing? You're in Saudi anyway. You might as well jump in.
Come on, Molly.
Yeah, Molly.
Molly alike. I reckon Bertha Faye. Sticking on the Gangrel theme, the ghost of Luna Vachon.
Yeah. Number 30.
Hey, they can do holograms in Saudi. They've got the money, so they might as well. Yeah.
Luna Vachon, the first female to ever appear in a WWE wrestling game. There you go.
I think we're all going to be interested about, number one, their outfit choices.
Well, they're all going to be dressed like fucking Power Rangers.
Yeah, Power Rangers.
It's going to be 30 Power Rangers.
Yeah. Who's going to be the best looking Power Ranger? Yeah.
I think afterwards we're going to have to be like, who had the best outfit?
I think we can all say the most that Becky's will be the fucking stupidest.
Is Rhea in the Rumble?
Rhea's in the Rumble.
Yeah, I can't see her winning it though.
I can't see her.
She doesn't need it either.
But would you be surprised if she did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be boring booking, but I'm
not surprised by WWE.
She'll be in the tag title match at Mania in some way. They're going to have that.
Like a ladder match, something like that.
I reckon they might go something crazy like that.
Well, I was talking about Elimination Chamber, it being a tag team women's match.
Ooh, maybe.
Mm. Oh, two. Chaos. Two in the cell.
Yeah, because remember how they did the men's one?
Yeah.
They did it for the original, Becky and Bayley and Sasha defended them in one as well.
So I think definitely... Because there's so many tag teams now, women's-wise. They can just put them all...
And have EO climb up the cage and
randomly
jump down.
Put two women together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you two.
How's she going to get a bin in there, though?
She'll find a way.
Yeah, she'll find a way.
She'll bring it with her.
Yeah. It'll be on top of the roof already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so let's go this way. Mark, who is your pick for the women's Royal Rumble?
Bianca Beatrice Belair.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty sure is her middle name, and I don't want to be fact-checked on that.
I don't have an answer yet.
No, Bevan. You need
to give me something. You just said Raquel was going to win everything.
Yeah, but I don't think she... I don't trust her. All right, fine. Liv Morgan.
Finally. It's been taking me ages to get everyone on the Liv Morgan and Dominic Mysterio train. But here we fucking are. Liv Morgan.
Yeah, I also think it's Liv Morgan just because of how they've been billing and like plugging her.
Yeah.
But I want it to be Raquel.
Well, when it's Bianca, you'll all be wrong.
I think final two will be Bianca...
I want Chelsea Green to be in the final two. I want them to tease the fuck out of a Chelsea Green win.
It's actually a bit mad that we didn't even preview
Edge me right there to the end.
Yeah.
But don't give me it.
Not yet. I don't deserve it.
I would love if she did what... I don't know if anyone remembers 2000 Royal Rumble when Road Dogg was just holding the rope for the majority of the time. Oh, yeah. I think that could be a Chelsea Green doing that.
Bring it back. Yeah, I'll be going for that.
Yeah,
I think Chelsea's coming in at number one.
Nah, poor layer.
If Chelsea goes from one to second to last with the best story.
Yeah, yeah.
It should work out. Okay, we'll figure out the women's side in the Power Rangers outfit. But obviously, the men's Royal Rumble.
Stats.
Which stats, they've announced 15. 15 have not been announced. I think I already know one spoiler.
I think, yeah.
Based on a photograph that one of the Tongas posted. Mr. Iguana.
Really?
Mr. Iguana is in Saudi Arabia.
I'm in. I'm in.
Mr. Iguana is in Saudi Arabia.
Come on.
I reckon we get a Mr. Iguana and we get a Santina Mirage just so they can do.
I'm so in for that.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see that shit.
Plus, a quick side note though, we said they've only announced 15. So what's with the Finn Balor can't be in the Royal Rumble? Everyone else can declare except you, Finn Balor.
I reckon it's building to potentially this, you know, Finn taking someone out to be in it.
Yeah, beating Mr. Whether Iguana.
Whether it be Mysterio, Dominic, or something, it's going to be that.
Oh, if he takes out Dominic.
Imagine if he takes out Dominic.
I think he will. And sadly, I think Dom's going to be there, and it's going to be a moment, but Balor's going to be like, no, fuck off.
It's going to be like, who attacked Dom? And it turns out to be Finn, because obviously it was.
I disagree, because I think Finn's on a kind of babyface thing. Well, yeah. And I think him attacking Dominic, despite it, it's not a very babyface thing to do.
He's not a baby because then he came out and attacked Punk anyway at the end of.
Yeah.
So he's not.
He does what he wants.
They teased it, they edged us, and then he went. Like, let's be honest, you can't say that there's no room for Finn when we know for a fact all three Americanos going to be in it.
Yeah.
Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate. He goes, I recognise that move anywhere.
I want all three and Chad Gable as the original one. Give us all four.
Yeah. I want Chad in there. So I really want Chad
returnees,
Gable.
Returnees wise. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do returnees, celebrity surprises, and then surprises.
Celebrity surprises?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so return...
Bert Kreischer.
Returnees.
Returnees, I reckon. Well,
we've got, obviously, we talked about Chad Gable.
I think Chad Gable comes back at Rumble and does a spot with the Luchadors.
With the Americanos. I think it's going to have to happen. I think it would be great.
Lesnar is rumoured to be in it.
He's already announced he's in it.
I saw like a poster, but I didn't know if it was fake.
He announced on Pat McAfee.
Oh, so yeah.
Luckily, all the women will be covered up anyway.
Obviously, our tribal chief, Roman Reigns, is returning.
Yeah, he's not going to win it though.
He's favourite, isn't he?
He's favourite to win.
Not for me.
Not for me.
Fuck the bookies. Not for me.
And then this one's obviously the controversial one that's been rumoured for ages. Chris Jericho. Let's talk about it.
If indeed, it seems to be confirmed that he has now left AEW. That's sort of come out this week. So I think probably.
If he does, what version do you want? Do you want list? Do you want, like, in a suit, short haired? That shit, Jericho.
I want, come on, baby!
Yeah, oh, baby. Yeah,
he's Chris Jericho.
Let's be honest, he is the king of gimmick. He can do whatever he wants.
I feel like if it is the countdown, big old bad plays, Fozzy's playing, he's coming out, he wastes the 2 minutes.
Mm.
Just him doing a song.
Just him like, Judas in my mind. and then Owens comes out. Owens returning would be
fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and rumours are that he is, the neck surgery and all that went well. The question is how long is he?
Well, he was at Cena's thing.
But he wasn't, you know.
He weren't doing it.
He was hugging someone. And then the thing that was
I would love to
have
see
the acid test. Yeah. Can you give John Cena a hug? Then you're back
then
in.
You're back in.
Yeah.
How's the neck feel?
It's also whether he actually, I know he probably does, but whether he wants to risk coming back.
Oh, he's been pretty vocal that he's going to go.
Yeah.
Like, if he said, if I'm allowed to go, I'm going to go. He's not Big-E-ing it.
I can do it, maybe.
You know, I think the idea of Owens and Jericho makes me so happy.
That would be a good spot if they could do it.
But then also, I'm really looking forward to, obviously, Oberfemi.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Oberfemi, Brock Lesnar, Bron Breakker, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, but like all these face-offs, they better not fumble them.
Debut-wise, we've obviously got Oberfemi.
Which will be savage.
I think he's going to be the person that eliminates the most people in the Rumble.
Eliminates Lesnar.
That would be sick.
I reckon he could eliminate Brock Lesnar. I reckon he could eliminate Gunther. Is Gunther going to be in it, by the way?
They haven't confirmed this. So this is the other thing. I feel like Gunther's in the Royal Rumble. So regardless of what happens, this is what I think he's losing because he's in the Royal Rumble.
Do you reckon Oh, I would love to see Gunther in there doing well and then AJ comes out just to eliminate him.
I think he's in final four.
He loses and then AJ just comes out and goes, fuck you, I'm going to eliminate, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm leaving. What are you going to do? Shoot me? I doubt it.
Or John Cena comes out in his Juan Cena mask.
Yeah, it's one of the Americanos.
So Juan Cena. Didn't come
John
back.
Cena retired. Juan Cena. Yeah,
I generally do think Gunther's in final four. But
he's always in the final four.
Yeah. But debut-wise also, Powerhouse Hobbs from AEW.
I can't tell you how little of a shit I give about this.
Yeah. Well, obviously, this week, I don't know if obviously you've not seen it, well, I think Tommaso has turned up in AEW.
Yeah, I saw that.
Also,
really upset me, actually.
Can we, just while we're on that, they've turned up. They've put fucking Psycho Killer in massive letters. They always license songs. They haven't fucking licensed Psycho Killer.
No.
How do you not have Psycho Killer for him when they've got fucking Psycho Killer in on there, when you've got Orange Cassidy coming out to whatever he wants and everyone else gets their own fucking song, whatever they want? The one time it actually fucking makes sense to have it, nah. We've got this shit song we've made for him. Go on, lads.
Got you a nice jacket, though.
Yeah, got you a nice jacket.
And also, like, what's he jumped for? He was doing an open challenge for a title in WWE 1 week, and now he's in AEW doing an open challenge for a mid-card title. Yeah. What a waste of fucking... I mean, fair play.
He's going to do really well, though, I think. Though.
He's going to get lost in the shuffle in the mid-card and wrestle. He'll have some good matches with people, and no one will give a fuck.
He's just going to end up on Collision. That's what his first match is on Collision.
Against Clafacher.
No.
Carl Fletcher, was it?
No, it's against. It's actually for the title.
Against who?
Guy.
Oh yeah, I don't know him.
Guy.
The guy whose brother died.
Prisco.
Brian Pillman.
Oh, okay.
Prisco, thank
but
you
I
so
said
much.
Brian Pillman.
Talking about Davies returns or whatever. I think Leon Slater is going to be in the Rumble.
Slater's in the Rumble.
Our boy is doing so well.
I'm so proud of him, man. Oh, he's going to do some Kofi Kingston shit in that Rumble.
I'll tell you what, if he wasn't before, now that Javon Evans is, he's fucking in there to do what Javon Evans
is supposed to do.
Are you right, mate?
I think he's still injured a bit.
I think he's still injured. Yeah. Well, it's hit or miss whether he's actually going to...
But yeah, Leon's in.
He might be the person that Finn Balor takes out.
Imagine getting flown to Saudi Arabia just to get taken out backstage.
I'll take it.
I mean, I think he's just gassed to be involved in it.
Give it a hotel.
I think Leon Slater gets a spot in there, and I reckon you run him in there against someone that can do like Carmelo or something. It's like a little, they'll have like some moments in there together.
Another one, because obviously we have had the return of Zack Ryder.
Matt Cardona.
Come on, have some respect.
Matt Cardona, my bad.
Okay. Zack Ryder is his.
Wow.
We found our first clip.
We've had it.
No, we're not putting that up.
I think you're fine. I'm editing. Yes, we fucking are.
Fucking not, mate.
And I'm going to pan just to Ibs and Takeesa's reaction when you said it as well. You're going to accept that collaboration on that one, Mark?
I am not. I'll ask for that tag to be removed, actually.
I'll bleep it. See what happens.
We have had the return of Matt Cardona. Will we see the return of Nick Nemeth?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think there's enough space.
We did it's that. We did. It doesn't enough. Matter. Don't matter no more.
It's stacked enough. I don't think we need Nick Nemeth in there. Ryan Nemeth, for sure.
That'd be a curveball, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Also, I want to ask you, what is going to happen with the Vision?
I reckon they tease some dissension in there. Not a lot happens.
I reckon Logan Paul's won. That's my theory.
You think he's in one?
Yeah. And I reckon you're going to get someone like Obafemi or Lesnar too. Just to have that, fuck.
Imagine if Logan
will hold himself, he'll impress everyone, go fair play. I reckon they will help Bron. I don't reckon we get any sort of like Vision drama.
Imagine if we had a 2020 Royal Rumble again where Brock Lesnar just ruins everyone.
I loved that.
That was the best thing.
Also, Seth Rollins as a thing of him potentially coming back.
It's not going
to
happen.
They're saying he's not ready to
He's not ready.
Oh, is he not?
He's not ready. If we're talking about what happened with Brock being a Rumble, what if the same thing happens but it's over?
Or Logan Paul.
No.
Logan Paul eliminates everyone one by one. You'd be shocked though.
I just have a theory of maybe the Vision not being able to like get each other, be in the ring at the same time during the Rumble. Therefore, they just do shenanigans outside the ring to help each other out.
Or you've got Logan and like Austin together, like one and two, and it's just they're taking the piss. They're just not doing anything. And then that one person comes, them two eliminating people, them two, until you get Obafemi, then
it comes out
and shit, and then he eliminates them both. Something like that. No. I can see that being an angle they do for the first like four.
I feel like Obafemi comes in, like smashes, does bits, yeah. And then Bronson Reed comes in, and then they kick.
Bronson Reed, yeah. Obafemi square
so
off.
Yeah, so that happens. They do like a little ting-ting, and then Austin and Logan get back to him, and then they throw Obafemi. So Obafemi gets his spot, but he doesn't really do much. I think majority of the NXT people, I think it's important for them to showcase a little bit.
And then so it's Trick is back. Trick's got to be in it.
Yeah.
What, that trick?
Hey. Hey, that man has got aura.
He could do a long stint.
Yeah.
Just even the audience is singing the song.
Do a him and Mello face off. Maybe him and Mello 1 and 2, actually. That would be quite a good little throwback.
That'd be nice. That's what I mean. That's what I love about this Rumble. There's a lot of options there, and there's a lot of meat on the bone of like, I'd love to see that face off. I'd love to see a Logan Paul Obafemi face off for some reason. I want to see so much.
Okay, final four.
Kit Wilson.
Kit Wilson, 100%. Dominic Mysterio.
I feel like he's going to get eliminated. Like that.
Oh, no. Yeah, but as long as
Kit number 30.
As long as I hear that theme song, at least for. I want that theme song to be on the entire time he's in the match.
Yeah,
him throw someone out.
Final four.
Yeah, Kit Wilson, Iguana, Dom, and Santina Marella. Done.
Oh, Gunther.
This
is my theory. Okay. Gunther, Bron.
Yeah, I think Bron's got to be in the
Roman.
Yeah.
Yep. Jericho.
No.
Cody for Oba. Your 9,000.
I think Jacob and Cody is going to do something.
Okay, so if that's your final four, who you got winning?
Who am I winning?
Yeah, from your final four. Tribal Chief.
Okay. Because he's going to go after CM Punk.
I think my final four, genuinely, and I'm not saying this for a laugh, I think Kit Wilson will be in the final four purely because of vibes. I think he'll be there. There's no chance of him winning, but just to have him in the final at that moment, you know, when everyone looks and Kit Wilson's like, yeah, I need that. So I think him.
I think that's going to be a final five thing where they think it's the final four. He rolls in, he's like,
yeah, Kit Wilson.
In the ring like this, and then all four of the wrestlers come in. And
he just starts going, toxic.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Toxic.
Yeah.
Gets the chair.
So, like, it'll be, I reckon, Kit, Lesnar. Reigns.
That's toxic masculinity.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I want him to look at Lesnar and go, toxic, and then get F5 down. Because it's so on.
That would actually be an incredible number one and two. Kit comes out number one, does his toxic masculinity spill, then you say,
oh, shit. But I want the vision of Kit looking at Brock, calling him toxic, and I'm complete.
Although,
I'm so happy.
I imagine they might be steering Brock Lesnar away from anything about the toxic masculinity.
But to see him gyrate his hips in Lesnar's face, give me that. So them two, Reigns, I think, in the final, and Bron Breakker. And I think I'm going Bron Breakker, you know. I think I'm going to go Bron Breakker because I think we need it.
Okay,
he needs it.
But it's too early.
Does he?
I think it's too early.
Does he need
it
now?
I'm loving the vision at the minute, though.
So hold on. Do you think him winning the Rumble will make him win the title?
No.
Not necessarily, because you've got classic Screwjob Seth coming out at some point.
No, I'm.
Put Bron Breakker
or in the Elimination Chamber.
SummerSlam. Put him in SummerSlam.
Yeah, but you don't want to have it too far because people will. It's classic WWE, people stop caring as much. Other than if Cody comes out, and then I don't want him in the final four, but Cody might be because it's the third Rumble, and I'll be fuming.
Yeah, that's more.
I want Kit Wilson to eliminate Cody Rhodes.
Call him toxic. Go. Final four.
Get toxic.
I'm going Bron, Roman, Cody.
Dominic Mysterio.
Is Dom officially in?
We don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
He's electrical.
Okay, well, Dom, innit?
Yeah,
boy. But now I'm going to go with... Yeah, fucking Roman, I guess.
Oh, my God, another face-off really quick. Dominic Mysterio, Rey Mysterio.
Ooh.
Again.
I think
Rey's eliminating Dom, or vice versa. Yeah.
He stood there, and an Americano stand behind Dom, then LWO.
No, I've changed my mind. If Dom's in it, I want Dom.
To win the Rumble?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If Dom's in it, I'm back.
Right. My final four.
Yeah.
Assuming the Kevin Owens thing doesn't happen.
Yeah.
If it does, I'm loving it. But we're going for Cody will be in the final four because he's just the fucking still the he's still QB one.
QB one.
Tedious bell end. I like you, but that is such a weird thing to say about yourself.
Yeah.
So Cody, Breaker, I think Femi, and you know what? I'm feeling like a random wild card. No, just Dennis. What have I said so well? Breaker, Femi, and Cody. You know what? I reckon someone like Chad Gable might get last four. I reckon I'll give Chad like a little run.
Because my thought is, if it's not Roman winning, it might be Gunter.
I don't think he's a match.
If he loses against AJ Styles, just to keep him having that momentum, him winning.
If he beats AJ, there's no way he's winning the Rumble. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I don't think you need him to win the Rumble because you can just. He's not ever been beat by anybody, so he can just sort of go and do whatever he wants. And I think they're going to give him Lesnar at Mania, probably.
Yeah.
And he can retire Lesnar as well.
But I imagine him and Drew.
Imagine if that was the main event of WrestleMania, Drew McIntyre versus... It'd be a great match, but fuck me, that's got no fucking appeal.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys, check out these two European guys. Yes, you could have seen this match in ICW or WXW back when Gunther was fat and Drew was skinny.
And Gunther was known as Walter. Yeah.
And Drew McIntyre was Drew Galloway.
Yeah. Okay, fair. I don't know how you lot feel. I am excited about the men's rumble, but because of what happened last year with Dre, and even with Charlotte, I don't know if I trust WWE to make good decisions.
No. I tease Jimmy again. If rather than do Jay, do the same thing with Jimmy.
Jimmy,
no way.
Big Jim,
fuck you all. We've done it again.
We tried a different Uso this time.
Next year, Solo Sikoa. Shows you how far he's fallen down the card. By the way, we've not even discussed Solo Sikoa.
Oh, you know what? I love Solo
because ain't any of his tree in the Rumble either.
Jacob.
MFTs.
No, Jacob's technically not in the MFTs.
Oh, the MFTs won't be in. I reckon he'll use the MFTs.
Yeah.
To try.
Yeah.
They've all got the posters, though.
What about that big one?
Tama's there.
The big one.
Yeah, Tama's there. I think Tama's there. I think Tama Tonga and.
Tala Tonga.
Yeah, you said that wrong.
You really need to give these guys more
distinct
names.
Yeah,
you need
to
Dave.
Tama Tonga. Tonga Loa. Tama Tonga.
Or the four stings.
And then JC Mateo. What?
I saw. Did you see that as well? Someone was like, oh my God, Sting's coming back. And they just zoomed in on the blurry picture of one of the Tonga's face paint. I was like, you're a fucking idiot. It's Sting.
Well, they're the SmackDown Tag Team Champions now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Who isn't the SmackDown?
Are we getting Tag Team Champions now? Is Uncle Harry going to be in the Rumble?
No. I don't think any of the Wyatts are going to be in. Why? Nikki will be in the women's one.
Yeah.
But like, I can't imagine any of the other Wyatts need to be in there. I mean, yeah.
It just feels like a bit of a waste of a...
I tell you what, if Nikki's not in the women's one, I'm going to be utterly disappointed because she's not really done.
Nikki will be in the women's one, I think. They'll do a spot with her and Alexa, I reckon.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That actually would be cool. But they've not done anything with her, really.
Also, like, either Alexa or Charlotte is eliminating each other, by the way. One of them's definitely throwing the other one out, right? They'll take it in good spirit. It'll be like that sort of like, oh, you got me.
I think it's Alexa doing Charlotte.
Yeah. You got me.
And then next week, steel chair to the head. Yeah, you got me.
On a car bonnet.
I'm still the queen, bitch. And now, for some reason, I'm in the main event of WrestleMania again. No!
I think they're going to throw out some surprises. If you know Royal Rumble is all about surprises.
Gangrel.
As long as there's no Michelle McCool, I'm tired of her.
Do you think we're getting another iShow Speed appearance?
That's what I'm saying. Celebrities. Do we know any Saudi celebrities? Apparently, the Beast.
Mr. Beast.
No.
Is rumored.
No, surely
apparently
not.
He opened up a theme park in Saudi Arabia.
Keep it there.
He's not athletic. It's not like Speed can physically do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Mr. Beast.
Are they putting him through a table like the KSI? Is that the rough plan?
It's KSI in Saudi Arabia. Do we have to...
I don't know. Do you want me to look?
Wasn't there like a famous like, I ain't got his number, amateur wrestler they had appear in the ring 1 year? Maybe they'll throw him in there. And
wasn't he the guy that's in Maximum Models in AEW?
Oh, he's... Yeah. but
like, that was him.
No, but they had another one. It was like he was an amateur wrestler, and I think he won Olympic gold or something. And
Kurt Angle.
Yeah, that was him. Famously won gold for Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Karim Angle.
Karim. And that's the second clip. This social media shit is
we're not just putting loads of borderline racist stuff on the social media.
We need to get someone else to edit it, mate, because that's all I'm doing.
Ken's really coming back to you, isn't it?
I missed you guys.
Google Saudi Arabian celebrities.
That's KSI. KSI's with Mr. Beast, though, so Mr. Beast ain't going to be in it. That was Mr. Beast in his story.
Saudis.
Yeah, that was Mr. Beast.
Then maybe they are in Saudi Arabia.
Look, that's him and KSI. No, they're at a football. KSI and Mr. Beast are both in Saudi right now.
KSI?
Do you know what, actually? It's either they're in Saudi or it's just Arabic lit writing and we're like, yeah, Saudi, bruv. They're in Saudi. They could be in Dubai.
Okay, we found our third clip. What on
they could be outside Whitechapel train.
Yeah, Jeremy.
That's what Reform would have you believe.
You want me clipping that bit?
That bit's fine.
Yeah,
that bit's fine.
Brilliant stuff. Well, okay, that could be a celebrity entrance.
Well, let us know your thoughts about WrestleMania. Let us know your
why not.
Let us know your thoughts about the Royal Rumble. Let us know if you feel like who's going to win, celebrities. Let us know post match how you feel about it. We're going to probably post our own reactions to certain things on our social media plays. Apart from that, follow us on all the platforms. Tell your friends about the Wrestle Club UK podcast. As always, my name is Vince Akisa, and I've been joined by the Fluffy Boys, Danny Scott.
See you later.
And Ibs.
Hi.
And Main Event Mark Crow.
Just a quick reminder that the Texas Tornado was technically never eliminated from the Royal Rumble because he only had 1 foot. Moving on. Goodbye.
What a fact to end on. Wrestle Club Podcast.